USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful nor'easter of winter version, which is perhaps one of the strongest winter storms in recent history, is heading up the East Coast. After dropping a fair amount of snow on the Mid-Atlantic, it is now pummeling New York and Long Island. And before the day is over, it's going to be bringing some record amounts of snow to southeastern Massachusetts. In New York, officials are investigating the death of one person found dead during the storm. Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman says it was an elderly woman in her vehicle on Long Island that may have died directly because of the storm, but they're not yet sure.
One of our snowplow operators found an elderly woman who was in her car, thinking that it's probably a heart attack.
Nearly 4,000 flights have been canceled because of the weather, according to FlightAware, and over 500 have been delayed. This is USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A new survey of Americans is reflecting a growing resignation about eventually contracting COVID or perhaps contracting it repeatedly. The Kaiser Family Foundation survey finding a majority of respondents think it's inevitable that most Americans will get the virus if they haven't already gotten it already. Many respondents also reported frustration about getting access to at-home rapid tests. Though the Biden administration says they are now being made available by the millions, the government recently launching the website that allows you to get those free tests, a limit of 4 per household. A new study finds vitamin D and fish oil supplements may help prevent autoimmune diseases. The research has revealed for people age 50 and older taking 2,000 international units of vitamin D3, and they had over a 20% lower rate of diagnosed autoimmune diseases. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The Texas governor, Republican Greg Abbott, is taking issue again with President Biden's immigration policies and lack of enforcement. And with the latest development, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
When Biden does not enforce the border security laws, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State, people see that. There's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A tragic incident leaving 4 people dead in Tennessee as Metro Nashville police say a 32-year-old man killed his 2 daughters and his wife on Friday morning before turning the gun on himself. It happened in his Goodlettsville home just before officers arrived to try to get him to surrender after a standoff that began with a 911 call. And if you bought a Mega Millions lottery ticket at a Chevron station outside L.A., check it. You might have won $420 million. And again, check us out online at usaradio.com. And from the snowy New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.